FM Live with Vance Rogers.
Good morning, everybody. For those of you who have already been on the line, you're like, why does he keep saying good morning? Why does he say that, you know, so far into the program? Well, it's because the recording starts and then that's when we start talking. We just celebrated the most popular holiday in at least in the American culture, Thanksgiving. It's more popular than Christmas, believe it or not. More people travel. There are 49, I think AAA said 49 million people, or was it 53 million? I mean, tomato, tomato. There was a lot of people. Let's just say 50 million people that were driving on Wednesday. We were one of those cars out on the road, and it was pretty amazing. I mean, we made a lot of, I want to say friends, but not when you're driving. You don't make friends when you're driving. Not on a major interstate on the busiest travel day of the year. But Thanksgiving is a time, and those of us who experienced or took part in Seiko Kai last weekend, the theme was gratefulness. And we all have something to be grateful for. I've been getting texts and emails, and then on different social media sites, I've been reading people's, you know, thoughts of being grateful. I could go on and on and on, but I want to keep it in context. For those of us who have been impacted by Nikken, whether it's a product or an experience or the people, when you look at the five pillars of wellness, healthy mind, body, family, finances, society, and I kind of got them out of order, but is there really a proper order? No, there's really not. Because if you're a human being and you're breathing, one of those five pillars probably is not at 100%. And if we're honest, probably all five aren't at 100%. Because what is 100% in each one of those? That would be basically perfection. This side of heaven, I don't know if we're going to be able to achieve that. But as we experience things like Nikken, because it's not just a Japanese magnet company. It's a philosophy. It's the humans being more spirit. As we experience it, what typically happens is we get the opportunity to set a goal and say, you know, my body isn't where it should be. Therefore, I'm going to make an investment in better sleep products. Therefore, I can improve that. And after being two nights on two different hotel beds, I can tell you, one night. Why did I not take it with me? Because I'm terrified, I'm fearful that I'll leave it in a hotel. But one night at home, on the Nature Rest Fit, I do travel with my pillow, both Stacy and I, and we never travel without our Nikken pillows. And I'll tell you, the Makura pillow, the new one, unbelievable. But when you're on a hotel mattress that could be new, it could be old, it could be lumpy, it could be a lot of different things. But you learn really quick why the Naturist Fit is what it is. It's the fit that just is unbelievable. But that's not what stands out to me. And I'm going to share mine in a bit, but I want Sandy Martin to kick us off here. And Sandy, you had an experience, and I want you to explain, take a few minutes, and explain what led up to this experience. You've been using the Nikken products now for about 20 years, if I remember correctly. But
oh, I think
tell us
longer.
Why you're so grateful in this season.
Yeah, I don't think my husband would still be living. Seriously. I seriously don't. He had snored. He snored so loud that I had to wear the earplugs they used to run jackhammers, and I still was awake.
Did we hear you correctly? And I apologize for interrupting, but did we hear you correctly? You said you don't think your husband would still be living?
No, I don't, because his sleep was so horrible. You know, when you have that kind of snoring, you know, that a person... Yeah, and he was tested, and he tried out the CPAP, and oh, golly, a half hour he tried it, and oh, I never could use that, you know. Anyway, and in the middle of the night, my sympathy turned to I am going to knock this man in the head. I have to go to work in the morning too, you know.
That's what I thought you were saying. I thought you were saying it's a miracle that he's still living because I would have killed him. I thought that's what I heard you say.
I kind of felt like it sometimes. And then a friend showed me Niken, a local hospital had regular demos, and I said, what do you think, to him? And he's like, well, let's try. 4 days later, that snoring was 75% diminished. 2 days later, we had the air machine, and the man has not snored in the 36 years we've been married. I mean, that is my first miracle that I'm so grateful for. Right. But I had a recent one, November 5th. I'm a power walker. I have a greyhound, and he's very, very good about staying right beside me and healing and everything. And, you know, I'm very active. I've gone to my aerobics class for 35 years, and so I feel like I'm pretty fit, you know. But anyway, I'm going along on the concrete walk, and all of a sudden, I was down. I hit my face. It landed on my hands. They broke my fall. It's just kind of like it happened so fast. This lady helped me up. I walked to the car. I'm doing okay. But I had a smashing headache. And I recall a couple years ago, he fell on the back of his head and had blood in the brain in the wrong place. And I thought, you know, when you're older than dirt, they take these things kind of seriously. So I better check in somewhere. And so I went to the hospital. There were 10 people in that waiting room, and they heard what happened to me. And they took me in immediately. And they did a CAT scan and told me I was going to be life flighted. Well, honestly, I was a little bit excited about the life flight because I've been in the ambulance, and it was horrible. But the life flight, I thought, oh, wow, I haven't flown at night in years. So little did I know, they put you in and strap you down, and all you're going to see is the inside ceiling, I guess you call it, on a plane. That's it. You don't see anything else. Got me to the hospital. Yep, I had a concussion and blood in the back of the brain, and I had to wait for 4 hours to find out if they were going to do brain surgery, which is pretty scary. And the next day, no, they didn't need to do the surgery. The next day, they were going to keep me maybe one more day, but then the head of that department, the neurosurgical trauma department, said, well, if you can pass these tests, we'll send you home today. Okay, bring it on. I'm not doing anything else here. So they did physical fitness. They did memory, all these tests. And the people that did the tests, they're like, you know, nobody your age does these tests and comes out. We said, you're like somebody 40 in really good condition. So anyway, I came home and I thought, okay, right away, the Kinkle touch, because every time we've had any kind of surgical thing or any kind of trauma, the Kinkle touch cuts the time in half for healing. I know I'm not supposed to use that word, but it's true. I had all these bruises in it. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if I can interject here, regardless of which product you use, and I want to make a kind of a general overview statement, I will let you finish the story, I promise, because some people are going to text me right now and say, Vance, let Sandy finish. I hear you.
Well, maybe it's not that interesting.
Well, no. Hear me out, because when you start mentioning a specific product, like you know, I was talking about the Fit. Because we have that available, it's the best sleep system we've ever had. The Mercura pillow, as Dr. Gary Lindner.
Oh yeah.
It's like that's the best pillow we've ever had, hands down. And when you look at what Niken's product offering is or what Niken has to offer in the five pillars of wellness. And we learned this from Brody Craney. Rather than focusing in on one product, little sidebar note, Stacey and Vance got a new consultant that somehow found us, and I don't know all the details, but I called her and I said, hey, Lillian, tell me your story. And here's her story. This is the short version of her story, Sandy. She says, well, my naturopathic physician says, hey, you keep complaining about that thing. Why don't you take this and use it? She said, what is that? And she said, well, it's this thing called a Niken magnet. And I tried to get her to describe it. And I said, and so she starts describing it. I said, well, that was a product we had years ago, and it was called the Kinko Mini. She says, Vance, I don't care what the hell you people call it. How do you pronounce that company again? I said, knee as in knee on your leg, and Ken like Kenneth, the person's name. And she kept mispronouncing it. And I said, okay, Lillian, who cares how you pronounce it? Tell me what happened. And she said, well, I took this little shiny gold magnet. So all of a sudden I knew it was really old, right? Because that was like 15, yeah, way old. Concentric circle design, maybe checkerboard design. Again, all the details that nobody cares about. And she said, I gave it to my husband because that shooting thing that goes down like one leg or the other. And I said, yeah, I know what you're talking about. And she actually named the condition. And I said, it's not fun for him. She said, oh, on the scale of like 1 to 10, he's like 5, 6, 7-ish every day. Just, it's no fun to be around him, blah, blah, blah. She said, he put that little thing in his pocket, his front pocket. And all of a sudden, he said to her, you know, Lillian, it's not totally gone, but man, it feels a lot better. So here's the fun part, Sandy. She says, we start telling everybody about this little shiny gold magnet. We don't know how to get them. We don't know where to get them. She said, but if I'm going to start telling people about this, I might as well become a consultant so I can make some money off selling these things. And she hasn't even placed an order yet because she couldn't figure out how to get to the website. And I said, okay, Lillian, I think I can help you.
Yeah, you think.
We had so much fun. And then she talked about how she ordered the pet pad, and she placed an order, but as a customer. And then somehow she found, I don't know, but it really doesn't so much matter what product you're using, but you used a specific product called the Kinko Touch, which we don't have available anymore, which is terrible, which sucks. But by the way, I know some people, if you're looking for one, I know a guy who has several, and I think they're brand new. I think they work, so you can text me or call me later. But so finish the story, and I apologize for interrupting, Sandy, but I wanted to clarify that because so often we get caught up in like, okay, what product was she talking about? It doesn't really matter what product. The key is you use something that provided, much like this new precision product that Niken is just introducing, it provides all the benefits of grounding and magnetics and all this other stuff. That these are known technologies that have been in the earth for thousands of years. We're just not connected to them. So anyway, you got to go on a helicopter ride. They did the brain scans. They came back and said what?
Oh, well, I did all these tests and they showed I was safe to go home. You know, but I had to sit for 3 days. Did you know? This is kind of interesting. Your brain, if you're doing texting or your computer, the only thing, this shows what TV does for you, I guess. The only thing I was allowed to do for 3 days was watch TV, because anything else stimulates the brain, and when it's trying to heal, it can't heal as well if you're doing all these other activities. So obviously, I guess they think TV is brainless. you know, it doesn't do anything for your brain.
do you remember what I said a couple weeks ago, that the number one thing you're supposed to do, according to ARP magazine, AARP, that has a circulation of 55 million Americans that read that or consume it, they said the number one thing you're supposed to do when you get the flu is to watch copious amounts of TV.
Huh.
And I don't know why you did it. So basically they're telling you that you need to turn your brain to mush, therefore watch. And now some of you are going to say, oh, come on, Vance, the TV is not that bad. Yeah, it is. Yeah, my mom used to call it the boob tube, and I don't really know what that means, but that's what they used to call it, the boob tube.
Yeah. So, anyway, I thought, I live in a wellness house. I'm so much better off than in the hospital, for sure. Not to put anybody down, because I have very good care, but you just can't beat a wellness house by any means, you know. So, and I had big bruises. I mean, I look like I still had my Halloween mask on. And I had huge bruise on my chin, a great big knot. My right side of my lip stuck out because it was all cut underneath from my tooth from falling on that area. So anyway, CM cream on the bruises and the grounding cloth. Instead of having it underneath my body or my feet, I put it on top of my pillow. And I think that had a lot to do. I had maybe in the last time period since I did this, maybe 3 headaches, not even terrible, just 1. So I think that's really good for a concussion. I don't know. I don't have a lot of experience, but I've been feeling really good. So hopefully they'll free me up. I have 1 more CAT scan, and then I can hopefully go back to jazzercise.
And Sandy, for the record, can you remind everybody how young you are?
Oh, I told you, I'm older than dirt, 81. Yeah.
81. Mm-hmm. 81. I wanted to throw that out there. That's a factual number according to your birth date. We're not making a medical claim. We're just stating the facts, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, I want to backpedal a little bit, and then Karen Willens is going to jump on here. We could keep this theme going for so long, but for the sake of time, I got it. I watched a little girl on the pool deck 2 days ago slip, and she smacked her favorite head on the concrete.
Yeah,
it's not very forgiving. I quickly jumped up. I looked at her. And I said, are you okay? And she said, I'm fine. She starts giggling. I said, did you hit your head? She said, well, yes. Well, fortunately, her backside, her bum, took the brunt of the fall. So her head didn't hit the concrete as hard as I thought it did. I looked at her sister, who was also giggling, and then her cousin. We met all these people. These were part of the people, the group that Addie and Daddy met, and that Stacy forbid us from exchanging numbers because there was 30 some of this in this family, all at the same hotel we were at. But I said to the older sister, I said, can you do me a favor? And she said, what's that? I said, can you just kind of monitor your sister? And she looked at me, and honest to God, this is what she said, Sandy. She said, I need to keep her awake all night. I said, well, absolutely. It's Thanksgiving, and you do need to keep her awake all night to monitor her. But I said, no, seriously. If she starts acting weird, or she starts, you know, doing things that's not normal, she may have suffered a concussion. And she looked at me. She said, oh, trust me, she didn't. She's clumsy. She does. It was so funny. And so when I saw him yesterday morning at breakfast in the lobby, I asked her, hey, how's your sister doing? Did you keep her awake all night? She said, well, not all night. I said, how's she doing? She's like, she's fine. I said, okay, good. Okay. And we had a fun little exchange. I didn't get the parents all worked up about it because they wouldn't have cared anyways, because I met them as well. But concussions and accidents are serious things. I mean, but you did the right thing, Sandy. You went and, you know, I think what what Rita Hand and I talk about this a lot, you use the best of both Western and Eastern and heavenly medicine all at the same time. You know, you use the best that Western medicine has, you got to go ride in a helicopter. You use the best that Eastern medicine has, which is what I call Niken, you know, common sense medicine. And then you use probably a lot of prayer and saying, hey, God,
oh, yeah,
allow me.
I called the head of my Bible study group, and then that spread, and like 150 people at least were on a prayer line. Yeah.
So you kind of use it all. I mean, why not? It's all available to us to use. And we do the same thing in our family. Say, hey, you know, this happened. I'd appreciate your thoughts and prayers, because all that, as people say, all that good energy, it really makes a huge difference, rather than taking the other energy of woe is me, you know, I got to go to the hospital, I got to stay there as long as they want me to stay. The hospitals really aren't a good place to hang out. There's not a lot of cheerful people. I mean, some are, but most aren't. And I'm just excited that you got to ride in a helicopter. I haven't gotten to ride in that same helicopter. I haven't gotten the opportunity to ride in other helicopters, but, and I look forward to hearing more of this. You're going to, you know, but it's not as fun as people say it is, because as you pointed out, you don't get to enjoy a very good view in that particular kind
of
helicopter.
You don't see anything. Yeah.
So, Sandy, thank you so much. What a great story of gratefulness.
You're welcome. I'm glad I got to share it.
Yeah, and by the way, for those of you who don't know Sandy, she hails from the big city of Fremont, Ohio, which is near Toledo. So she is a real person. I didn't pay her to say this. We've known each other a long time. I've actually spent time with her and Clyde in their home. So thank you, Sandy. Karen.
Hey, Vance Rogers. Vance.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yes. Go ahead.
This is Sandra. Yeah. This is Sandra Thornton.
I know, Sandra.
I haven't been on for a long time because I have a standing commitment with my church's intercessory prayer team on Saturday morning. So I rarely get to hear you, but I always want to. But I want to jump in on this gratitude before they call me back. They're just going to start later this morning. But I definitely want to give God credit for letting my husband of 13 years now know about Niken. I am convinced that we look like the teenage happily ever after married couple because of Niken. Niken has given us a chance to be engaged in events, local and in different places. We even got to go to Italy one year. And I just want to say how grateful I am for the many ways Niken allows us to interact with each other, to grow with each other, to have a good mindset of being productive and of being other-focused. And because of those opportunities, Al and I have laughed together. We have seen things be funny that other people might not see funny because of the five pillows that we've been able to work on. So I just want to give a loud shout out to God first and to the quality of people that we've been able to interact with. And we've done things with you in person, Vance, that are way at the head of the list of why we're so grateful to Niken. And I'm saying our marriage really is wonderful. And in fact, a lady just told me this past week that she had a dream and that we were the couple that God was showing what he would do if you trust him. And I'm just saying, I'm so grateful that Niken has so many ways of us interacting with each other, and always with not just a positive outlook, but an outlook of what can I do for you, knowing that you're my fellow human being? What can I introduce you to that will make a difference in your life? And I am so grateful, and I will never stop promoting or being appreciative of being a Niken consultant, because it's health at the very finest. It's not just when you're asleep and you think you're out, because you're not. You're still, your body's still working. But it's a way of promoting everything that's good. It's going to affect lifestyle. It's going to affect how you take care of yourself, not just how you treat others. Those five pillars, I think I'm saying from marriage to personal individual wellness to positive attitude. I mean, stress can't even get me because we sleep in a wellness home, and it's just marvelous. And then to interact with somebody like Vance, who says he's going to be quiet, but he's not. You know, it's just all funny. It's just all wonderful. And to have met people like Cher and Dennis in person, and, you know, the trips, the big events, it's just one health bundle. And I am so grateful. I'm tearing up. I am so grateful that Barb Satterwhite introduced me to it. I think it was a year after we got married. Went to a wellness event, but I didn't know what it was. And we had our water system from that very expensive company. We bought it because we kind of understood you got to have good water. But from that, when she compared the waterfall water to what we were drinking, and that system cost $4,100, I'm just one big ball of gratitude. But I've got to even explain that. I'm not a big ball. I'm not overweight anymore because of what I've learned in Nikon. It has affected my whole life. And my late husband died suddenly. I thought I vowed never to get married again, because marriage can be work. It's not just joy. It can be work too. But anyway, in every aspect of my life, including my appreciation to God, Nikon has affected it, and I am just so grateful. And even this morning, that my typical responsibility is not happening as usual, and I can get to be on this line and just to hear the stories of others. It's incredible. It's just an amazing company with amazing leadership. You know, I got to interact with the CEOs, Kurt Foley and Luis, and you know, it's fun, it's productive, it's growth promoting in every sense of the word. But I now get to live with a man that I thoroughly enjoy. In fact, sometimes I call him my shadow, but I mean, I call me his shadow because I just stick right up under him. But it's all fun, and it's because of the ways that Nikon has allowed us to be physically and mentally healthy, as well as have the trips that are so much fun. And if anybody can do the Japan trip, do it, because I'm telling you, that Italy trip that we went on in 2019, wow, that was, you can't describe a Nikon trip. They are off the chart. So I think I'm saying, in your style, Vance, with a lot of words, I am just truly grateful that the opportunity to know you, your family, and I just love Addie. I just love Addie. And some of the private things you've shared about with us being people of color. God is just good. Nikon is par excellent. And I am just eternally grateful. And that's why we want to share. And I will always keep sharing Nikon. No matter what else I do, Nikon has a special, special place in my heart, and I'm grateful for it and what it can do for us, as well as what we can do with it for others. Thank you for letting me interrupt, but I know I'm going to get that call from my church. And
the common denominator, the common theme that I just heard you pontificate about was people. The people, and they're second to none. If any of us are part of a house of worship, part of a faith, or like, you know, Lyle is part of these amazing people, and I forgot which group they're called. I'm so sorry, Lyle. But when you're part of a group of people that are forward thinking.
Lions.
The Lions. Thank you, Lyle. But when you're part of a group of people that are forward-thinking, that are constantly, as Sandra, as you said, you're working. Marriage is not easy. It does take effort. But the key is people. And when you're part of a group of people that are going forward, it is so much more fun than part of a group of people that are going backward. Those folks, you can see them on the news anytime you want, other than watching something like the Macy's Day Parade, because that's very positive, it's very uplifting, and those people are, these are the best of the best as far as entertainment, as far as, you know, and again, it's all marketing, I get that, but the people, humans being more is humans being more. So Sandra, thank you.
Thank you,
because it's twofold. I just throw it all right back at you and say thank you, because what I have learned from you and Al over our journey. I remember when Nikan, when you asked me the question, we were in Orlando and you said, what if we take these new insoles and we flip them over the other way? What kind of, let's find out. And we did a little energy test right there on the spot, and we discovered really quick, they don't work. When it says this side down, there's a reason for that. And it was because people, we're standing in that collective group of us. My parents were there. There was all these, Barb Satterwhite was there, and all these other wonderful people, humans being more. So anyways, Sandra, you need to get back to your gig. They're going to call you, and I told Karen that she could share. So Karen,
yes.
Sandra and I are going to, we're going to be quiet. So Karen, no, thank you, Sandra.
Well, those are two great stories, and I reiterate everything that both of the ladies said. I literally would not be here if it weren't for Nikan. 17 and a half years ago, I could actually feel, and this is not an exaggeration, okay, because I know my body and I know what it's doing. I could feel parts of myself dying. I was not getting proper nerve supply or blood supply to many parts of my body, which I did not realize at the time. I've learned this in retrospect. And Nikan gave me the tools to help revive my body so that it would repair. And I've regained vitality that I never even knew I had. And then, you know, as Sandra was saying, the people, it's the people have sustained me and supported me and become my family. And I am eternally grateful for that. And of course, Vance, you are top of the list. Okay, along with my wonderful sponsor, Ruth. And I don't know where I would be without Nikan. I really don't think I would be on the face of the earth at this point, because I had a lot of low moods, okay, and I wasn't thinking clearly, and I hurt all over, and there were no solutions for me, not even medical. And I just could not function that way, literally. So I am very grateful for Nikan, for the tools that I've been given, for the people in Nikan. It has helped me thrive and get to this point in my life where I can actually see all five of my grandchildren, which I did 3 weeks ago. So I am very, very grateful. And I want to reiterate something that Sandy said. When we hit our head and we have a concussion, I had that when I was 11. I was thrown off a horse. And Vance, what you were saying, that this little girl's bum, you know, got most of the brunt. Well, I'm kind of a lightweight. And my entire body... Okay. I was when I was 11 too. My entire body took a hit from heels to head and landed with a huge thud on my back, a little bit more to one side. And I was knocked unconscious I couldn't speak, I couldn't move, and I couldn't breathe. They actually shook me and pulled me out from where I was. The horse was over me, but it wasn't on, you know, it wasn't touching me at all. It was just all fours surrounding me like I was underneath a car. And they pulled me out and they had to wake me up. And I hit the ground so hard, my head did bounce. So back then, concussions weren't diagnosed. I'm sure I had a concussion in retrospect. And it has affected me my entire life. And that's part of the reason that my body was doing so poorly as I added years to my life. So I have moved past all of that. Have I still got my quirks in my body that I'm working on? Absolutely. Is Niken always there for me? Absolutely. And you were talking about the precision set a short time ago, Vance. I know when I need the next level of technology, and every single time, Niken has filled that void. It's uncanny. I know when I need an upgrade in the sleep system, and I've got all the latest technology in sleep. But my body tells me, okay, time for an upgrade. We need to go to the next level. And that's where I'm at right now with some of the issues I'm going through. And I ordered the precision, absolutely. I ordered it before Ruben was done talking. And I know that that is going to help me so that I can continue the repair job I'm doing on my car, on my body, on my vehicle.
Well, and I think what I hear you saying, Karen, is that, and I'm taking my old person or young person glasses off and putting them back on the desk because I don't need to see them to read my notes that I wrote because I can share that later. But we have to, and all you got to do, I learned this from a dear friend of mine named Dave years ago. Those of us who are immersed in a wellness home, if we forget what we have, all we have to do is take all that stuff away. It's like if you step outside this time of year when it's cold, now obviously not where Jeannie's at in Arizona, but I mean, it's cooler, but if you're up north where Karen's at in Wisconsin, if you step outside and you're wearing what you typically wear in the summertime, you're going to get cold. Okay, I know that's a simple analogy.
Yeah, not going to happen here.
My point is simply this. When we don't have our Niken wellness home and you spend a couple nights away and you don't have good clean water because you're just like, do I really need to pack the waterfall? No, I'll just take the bottle. Okay, that's good, but it's not the same, okay? It just doesn't, even if it's got a brand new filter and everything's working properly, it's just not the same. Okay, do I want to take my whole sleep system? No, I'll just take the pillow, okay? It's not the same. You know, and
okay,
I can go
I
right
have,
on down
I have
the
to
list.
Tell you, yeah, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago when I went to visit my family, all of my kids, all of my grandkids, and the two granddogs, okay, all in one house. We had a sleepover, and I slept on a cot, okay? I had no problems, even with my back. I had no problems. The reason I didn't have any problems, I had my cocoon, I had my Makura, and I did take my waterfall because I drove. It was strapped in the back seat like a child being safe. And I walked into my daughter, and I looked at her, and I said, you can get upset if you want, but I have my waterfall. If you can't find a place in the kitchen, I'll find another place. She didn't say a word.
Karen, I think I sent you the photo of our oldest daughter, McKenna, when she lives in D.C., and she had to move apartments because of the erroneous situation. But she sent a picture of the last item she moved. She'd moved everything, stripped the apartment, cleaned everything. The last item she moved was the waterfall, and she sent us a selfie, and it was labeled, "I'm moving my baby last."
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she doesn't have a kid. You, I think you get the point. Is that's her baby. That's her source of life. Her source of water. When that's the one thing that you don't part water and Kenna. You don't part the water, so to speak. You don't separate McKenna Rogers from her source of water. Period. And that baby, as she calls it, the Nikan waterfall, it not only impacts her, but it impacts her roommate, Mackenzie. And because that's what, in this whole group of young people that she's starting to impact, because she's got the real thing. So, you know, and sometimes people say, well, goodness, then how can you ever travel if you have to lug all this stuff? Well, you don't have to travel. But when you do exactly what Karen just did. You take your cocoon, you take the stuff that's easier to travel with. There's one other note, and I want to finish on this. And I got a quick story. I know some of you are going, yeah, Vance, that's a lie, because you can't do anything quick when it comes to stories. But I can. And I'm going to finish with this. I'm going to go right back to what Sandy was talking about, what Sandra has mentioned, and what Karen has just mentioned. The people... Humans being more, if I had to go back over 30 years, and I'm approaching 30 years, December 2nd will be 30 years for me, that I actually filled out that application and joined Nikan as a consultant. I'd already bought a bunch of products as a customer, which is typically what happens nowadays. The people. My father came up to me the other day, this was a few days ago, and he said, "Hey, Vance, you remember so-and-so from, you know," and I said, "Oh, yeah, I remember meeting him years ago." He said, "Well, I think you're going to take this as a compliment." And I said, "Okay." I said, "Dad, whether it's a compliment or a critique, I'll take it however you want to share it with me." And he said, "This guy, let's call him Dave. I forgot his name now already. But he said, Dave was telling me that he attended a memorial service. And he said it was the most incredible celebration of life, the most positive experience he's ever had at a memorial service." He said, "I never experienced anything like that before." He said, "I will remember." He said, "I've been to a lot." And he was sharing this with my dad. And Dad starts smiling at this point. He says, "Well, what, whose service was this?" He says, "Well, it was for Bud." And he goes, "Denny, you were there. We talked afterwards." And he said, "You were there, Dad?" And he said, "Yeah, remember we talked?" I said, "Oh, that's right." He said, "But it was that guy. It was that guy that got up, the last speaker at that service, that was the culmination of everything. He was so uplifting." And I started smiling, because then my father looks at me and says, "Vance, you know who he was talking about, right?" I said, "Yep, guilty as charged. I is that guy." My point is this, is that I would not have the opportunity, have been given the opportunity to share spontaneously at my friend Bud Davis's memorial service, celebration of life, 96 years young, World War II vet, was on the ship when Japan said, "No more, we're done, peace, white flag, surrender, we're done." He was there in person. And, you know, I learned so much about my friend Bud at that service, but I had to share the story of my last interaction with him, because it was so funny and so uplifting. Here's a guy who was fired from hospice, not once, but twice. They said, "You've gone beyond the 6 months, we can't renew it again." And that's the way the hospice system works, at least in Oregon here. But having that experience with my father, that little interchange, and hearing it from another guy's perspective, that's what we get to do as humans being more. We get to be grateful. We get to experience life. We get to share experiences like that. And I want to encourage everybody just to, you know, listen to what Karen, Sandra and Sandy have shared. These are forward-thinking people that are out there sharing NECAN, that are experiencing life and saying, you know, it's all because of a gift. I was given this thing called NECAN. It comes in all different shapes and sizes. And when we unwrap that gift and we share it with others, it just goes on from there. So I really hope, my goal, my desire, I hope these stories of gratefulness, there's so many more. There are so many more stories that could be shared. So hopefully this has been beneficial to you. SaturdayAMLive.com is a website where all these get thrown. And just look in the 2022 recordings and scroll down to the bottom. That's where Steve posts them immediately. And then sometimes he posts them on the blog. But regardless of that, if you know somebody that needs to hear a story like this, well, you know, you can take it to the next level. You could call Sandy. You could call Sandra. You could call Karen. And you could say simply, hey, could I do a three-way call with you? And could you share that story with my friend because she did suffer or he did do this? And they can boil it down in like a 5 or 10 minute version or expand it if you need it. Or you use a conversation like what we've just recorded. Or there's all these tools out there. We just simply need to use them. So next week, just as a little teaser, next week we're going to be talking about this thing, this new product called the Precision. What are we going to be talking about? Well, I'm not quite sure because I don't even know when they're going to ship the product. Maybe Karen, maybe you know that because you've gotten the email, NECAN. But I haven't yet. But we're going to be talking about this. We're going to use the best that we have been trained on November 30th, because we get to experience this training, those of us who have ordered the Precision, before the 29th is what it says in the email. And that's what we're going to talk about. And then the following Saturday, I'm hoping he's back from Europe. Dear friend of mine who is going to put a spin on sharing NECAN as far as what we get to do in a way that is going to go, you're going to go, what on earth? And I'll talk more about that next week when I have him confirmed. So anyways, have a great rest of your Thanksgiving weekend. And truly spread the spirit of gratefulness, because it's what's the word we use in our culture? It's contagious. And when you spread it, when you're willing to share it with others, it's amazing to see what will happen. So again, thanks so much to Karen and Sandra and Sandy in reverse order. And really, really appreciate you ladies stepping out and being bold. And you too, Lyle and Jeannie, getting us started at the very beginning. Ciao for now.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.